American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, May the 18th, Victoria Day in British Columbia, the sunny little spot of the quadrant of the planet where we happen to be recording this show today, which you're now, like, listening to. So you're listening to it on Monday, unless you downloaded it on Sunday or on another day. But if you happen to be one of the people who listens to the show on the Monday, the 18th, it is, in fact, Victoria Day here in sunny BC, and you're listening to Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit Rep on Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this broad, you are too. You can follow up on all these news stories, and you can check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by crawling on your hands and knees over broken glass. Come unto me! Lord of Illusions, which is a really... No, not Lord of Illusions. Is it Lord of Illusions Clive Barker? Yeah, Clive Barker, Lord of Illusions, the guy who was born to murder the world. Yes. Great character. He made all his followers crawl to him on hands and knees. Pretty good film. A little bit messed up.
How
Barker.
Nice of him.
But in case you're not really into the over broken glass towards cult leader thing, which is good, means you're a WOG, you want to go to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free podcast that can be heard on SRN1 Rant Radio, Talk Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes. We're on, that's part of the whole thing now because we changed up the order. Here we got iTunes, podcast.com, Podcast Alley, and of course, every single Thursday, unless it's a Wednesday or unless we post another alert on the Live Journal or somewhere else on the internet.
Keep up.
That's right. You better keep up because we better adapt. If you can't keep up, fuck him. More meat for the meat eaters. But luckily, Sim won't eat you because he's, well, you know, not a meat eater.
You're safe.
You're safe. Archers, grid 155-74-666. And let's not forget, we are simulcast on shortwave at Radio 99, transmitting on frequency 6673.3 kilohertz, where you can pick us up all over the world. So you can, like, you know, generally we can rock the bells, because after all, this is what pirate radio is all about. And of course, now we have my beautiful and talented chortling co-host, Samaria.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, greetings. Ho, ho.
Do your best to Ed McMahon there.
Is that chortling?
That's, well, he's kind of, he was sort of the sideman.
Really? Like,
Ed McMahon, totally. You know, he was the guy. He's the co-host.
The mold of yeah, he is the co-host.
He's
right?
The co-host. He's the idea. It's like everybody always had, and when they described the dude on the show, he's like his Ed McMahon. Right, you know, that's what Ed McMahon did.
Exactly.
He sat there, and,
yeah.
You know, he just sat there, and now he sells baths. Actually, I heard I think he died just recently. I think good old Ed died on us.
Did
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was having a lot of troubles with money and health, and
well, somebody can look that up online. I think he's
exactly.
I think he's kind of, you know,
on his way out.
Well, he's pretty old.
I'm almost there.
He won't slip in the
almost
shower. There. I'll tell you that. He's got those bathtubs.
86.
In stalls,
86 know. And still kicking.
Ah, that's because he's got them total enclosure shower stalls. You always see him hawking
right.
on television. You know,
keeps him from slipping and falling and needing to reach for the life alert help by falling can't get up thing.
Well, I'm wondering if you were to slip and fall in the shower. And since he sells shower enclosures, I wonder if, like, the shower Black Ops guys would show up and pull him out of the shower and, like, make him put him in the bed so that it's not like, you know, he's not going to get in trouble for it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. Got to cover your ass on your corporate.
Well, you know, it's
products,
supposed to be safe. You know, they
that's
want
right.
us to trust DDT. They were hosing down kids with it and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Playing in the street.
Yeah.
Covered
you know,
in DDT.
Fogging out. They used to have put kids in pools of the stuff. Really messed up, actually. When you watch that footage now, you're just like, it's like you're watching kids being tortured to death, and you're just like, oh, my God. And they're all like, happy, yay! DDT, yay!
Yeah.
You know, really,
and,
really.
And those are the parents now that don't take their children to the doctor for anything. They won't immunize them for anything now because they keep remembering back that DDT video, so they won't protect their kids against anything.
You know
so
who
kinda,
I like?
Kind of backlash there.
You know who I like for immunization? I like mosquitoes. That's what I like. No, I do. Yeah, no.
Natural mosquito bites.
Yeah, no, that's what apparently. Now, apparently, this is the deal here. Apparently, some of the natives peoples would take their young out, like the new babies, and they just set them out and let the black flies at them, you know, for one whole day. Yeah. And that would, like after that, mosquito bites didn't really
bother them. Then they bring it back and nurse them back to health, and then they're all good.
Well, no, you gotta bear in mind, like, the first peoples of North America were made of stronger stuff than most of, you know, the scurvy-ridden... dudes who showed
up. More exposed to the elements because, I mean, the children of nowadays, they're locked in a cubicle in their house in a bubble, not exposed to anything, not allowed to play in the streets.
Hamster
like
balls.
You or I were. And, yeah.
They're in a giant...
So they're not exposed to any diseases, and they're allergic to peanut butter.
And you've got the hand wash. Don't forget that. You got to have the hand wash in there, so you know, no germs
That's
whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
So the first germ that shows
That's
up,
right.
oh, God, you know, he's gonna like, kick... Your monkey ass is what that.
And of course, at the same time, people are spraying down their houses inside with all sorts of disinfectants and
you know, I don't know, you know
cleaning
I mean,
products and
do
stuff.
Do you feel comfortable in a clean house? Like, I mean, there's a clean house where everything's like put away, you know, and then there's like those clean houses you visit where you know you're not allowed to go into that room because that's just for display. You know, and they got the display living rooms on the go. You ever see that shit? That's fucked up. I don't
yeah,
get
those,
that.
Those are really uncomfortable feeling when you go into those kind of places. Like, you can't even sit on anything. You have to stand in the entrance so you don't mess up their house.
Yeah. And I don't really dig that, you know? I don't think that that's really something that should be encouraged in this day and age, you know, really. I think that, you know, if you live in your house, you should probably just, you know... Live in your house. I'm just thinking, you know, because that's where you live, right? So I don't know. Oh, we got in trouble, by the way, Sam. I got some feedback here. I got some trouble, dear Sean.
What?
Oh yeah,
you
big trouble.
Have said anything that people got mad at us?
Oh
for?
No. I got in big trouble. I got in big trouble for, and the trolls have started to show up now too. The trolls.
Oh,
are here. Oh yeah,
they started that time again.
Yeah, I think so. They started to show up on my live journal and stuff, and you know they make their but they, I still screen everything on my live journal.
Roar.
So you know they're all like, you know, and it's so typical, you know, they're trying to get me going on the pedophile thing, you know.
Oh really?
Oh yeah,
the angle?
Yeah. Which is funny because like there's a million other things that you could pick on, which would be way easier game that I might actually reply to. You know what I mean? But then the pedophile thing. But these guys are like, well,
I thought that was well explained, your stance on that.
No, apparently not. No, they try to do the linguistic ninjutsu thing, right? The latest angle was, well, up until very recently, you know, just pictures of children were not considered to be pornography. But, you know, where does it become pornography, Sean? Like, where do you draw? And then they try to nail you. That's a great thing about you know, taking a stand, you know, and... people naturally hate conflict, right? You naturally seek to avoid conflicts. Human nature, you don't like conflict. So when you make a statement, right, when you say something like, I don't like blue, right? Now, everybody can come in and be like, why don't you like blue? You know, why don't you like blue? And suddenly they're able to throw rocks at you because you've made a statement and, you know, you're going forwards with it. But they don't have to make a statement. They just have to get you to justify yourself to them. And then the word games start and they just try to twist it around.
That's right.
And, you know, and you might...
they pick on one word that you said. And
they
go through archives. And you said 10 years ago that blue was nice.
Yeah, exactly. And they do this. They do this. But my latest response is just the same as my usual response, which is if you say something like, I don't like blue, and somebody comes up and says, why don't you like blue? Me! And they start in with that, then your response is, I don't have to tell you why. It's a secret. I don't have to tell you.
Mind explodes.
Well, you're totally being... well, why not? Well, we should dialogue about it. No, we're not dialoguing about it. This is what is. This is how I am. I don't think you should think this
Justify
way.
Justify yourself, Sean.
But I think this way. And, you know, if you try to bring blue into my neighborhood, I'll shoot you. And, oh, that's crazy! That's psychotic! I'm comfortable with that. I'm totally comfortable being labeled the crazy guy because I don't like blue. And if, you know, sometimes depending on your level of conviction, that's what it is. Because I'm here to tell you, if they ever make pedophilia legal, I'm going to turn into a criminal. That's just the truth. That's just a fact. I mean, on some level, maybe they nail me for hate speech. I don't know. I mean, but, you know, sometimes you think that that's so insane. You think it's so insane that'll never, ever happen. But, you know, I don't know, man. Like, it's some of these folks...
No, it totally makes sense. There's lots of laws that have passed that really criminalize the majority of the population.
Right.
I mean, take music, for example, and copying music or copying movies. You can put a law in there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and I mean, not before, but I mean, if you could put a law in there that makes most of the population criminals. It doesn't mean the law is just...
Oh, no. I mean, well, you can make people criminals all tax evasion. And, I mean, you know, it's just it's the WIM law, you know, which we've covered many times before. It's a law that they can enact anytime they want. You know, they pull you over, they go through your car, and they'll go through your car with a finer and finer tooth comb until they find, like, aha! There it is, the burn CD. You're guilty of federal piracy. Yarr! That's not even mine. My buddy left that in the car. Blank. Oh, that's possession. That's possession with intention to distribute. You
that's
know,
right. They'll jack you up.
No, totally. I mean, if you want to get right down to it, really, if you play your radio too loud, that's illegal. Because you're broadcasting without a license.
To an audience.
You could also be nailed with vandalism, disturbing the peace, dangerous, distributing harmful matter to minors. There's one you could get nailed on.
Exactly, depending on what you're playing. Like what kind of music was it? Did it have swear words in it?
That's right.
Did children hear that?
Did they use words that are on the approved list? You know, because that list gets updated every 5 or 6 years. And, you know, it's been updated. The last version, like the swear list 4.0, has been pretty steady now since about the 80s. But even now, I mean, you hear the occasional shit slip onto the radio, you know, whereas in, like, the late 70s, early 80s, you'd never hear that, right? And back in the 50s, forget about it. Guys would be stuffing shotguns in their mouths if they said shit on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a great show for that really orchestrated that was a radio play movie. I think it was called Radio Play with Gene Wilder. And at the very end of the movie, I think it was Dom DeLuise said, "The storm has pissed." And he meant to say passed, but it was like the big dramatic ending of the show. And the whole studio was like, "Oh my God, he said pissed on the air. Oh my God, oh my God." And because the whole show is based in the late 40s. So it really kind of, you know, sets the tone when you understand that the people's mindset of what is and what is not acceptable. Like, for example, today I was, you know, at my place of business and I picked up these monitors, you know, and I was bringing them home and somebody said to me, "Hey, Sean, what are you going to do with those monitors if they don't work or whatever?" And I said, "Oh, next stop, the dumpster." And they're like, "No, you got to recycle those.
Oh, my God.
You have to recycle those."
Yeah.
And I'm like,
somebody else can throw them away.
and I'm like, well, you know, and here we are. Now I'm in the catch 22. I already said that I'd throw them away.
Oh, you're a bad man.
That's right. I'm not on the moral high ground anymore because I'm going to throw away the monitors. You know, God, I hope they don't find that footage where we lit those computers on fucking fire in the middle of, you know, the field there where we're coming aboard
and
them
we
with.
Left them.
Is that art?
Right.
No, we could get away with that. That's
sledgehammers.
Art.
Sledgehammers.
Yeah, that's art.
That's right.
Man.
It was for the common good.
Yeah, yeah, that was art. That's we're drawing attention to
The other alternative is to recycle the monitors so they can ship them to a third world country with lesser pollution laws, so they can dump them and be taken apart and pollute the water over there.
Well, yeah, or you can use them to give like third world kids a tan. You know, that's pretty much what they're going to do if they work. You know, I'd be all about shipping working computers to these guys. You know, just for shits and giggles. But getting back to me being in trouble. Dear Sean, the rapture is the ascension of the faithful. Period. Full stop. Jesus does not come and take them back. I'm all fucked up on my raptureness here. There are three opinions upon when this will happen. Now, this I knew. See, the rapture thing is when everybody, like, you know, left below. You know, that's the whole thing. So there's the pre-tribulation guys. And these are the ones who say that all the Christian dudes vanish. Poof. We have a big rave party. And then the demons show up. Then there's mid-tribulations, which means that everything kind of goes for shit. And then, poof, all the Christians vanish and we have a big rave party. Or post-tribulations, which means that Everything's gonna, like, all the Christians and everybody, this is a really shitty one, all the Christians and everybody get killed along with everybody else, and then if you don't lose your faith, then you get revived, right? So, and the tribulation apparently is where the Antichrist persecutes everyone who will not receive the mark of the beast. So if you allow yourself to be tortured, if the post-trip guys are right, you know, if you receive the mark of the beast, mark of the beast, I hope I get a C. I heard some people might get a B from the beast, but that's the mark of the beast. You know? So but you know, depending on who you talk to, those guys on Way of the Master, they think I'm going to get an A plus from the beast. You know.
You got a free pass then, eh?
Yeah, and I don't know if have I got a sign for it? You know, because you have to receive the mark of the beast. It's like, all right, mark of the beast here. Oh. Yeah, you got a D. I'm not signing for that. I'm not going to receive a D from the beast. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm not taking your D. Beast, sorry. And
if you're not good and you're not bad,
that's right.
What do you get? You can't go either place, or is there?
Well, it depends on your
middle
mark.
Ground,
right? Like, you know, if you're like averages, maybe you have to go to like preliminary, you know, summer beast school, and then you'll get a better mark. I don't know.
It may be because you know I haven't received Jesus into my heart, but I'm not exactly an evil person either, so I don't go to either place.
No,
so, but I guess I don't go to heaven.
Who
but
you
I,
talk
I,
to.
I have to get
who
training.
You talk to. If you chicken out at the gates and you're like, no, Jesus died for my sins, you're good to go. Which is really...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They do that at the gates.
Oh. No, I think as long as there's, like, what we could do is we could kill you for, like, you know, 5 minutes. Then we bring you back.
Oh, okay.
Right? And you're like, how are we doing? You're like, I accept Jesus Christ. Bam! I drill you. Right? Then you're good.
Yes.
Then you're good. Yeah, that's the
hack. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but once you're on route, I don't think you can...
I don't think you can. It's too late at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of
because,
too late...
I mean, if you arrived at the Pearly Gates,
right.
You'd be like, well, I'm here. Here, yeah.
Well, it could be somebody else. What if you get there and the guy's got an elephant?
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Could be a trick. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if there's gates and everything, I should kind of be like, whoa. But second coming, of course, when Jesus comes back, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with this. Back to the letter, how familiar you are with Christian eschatology, eschatology. So won't go on, but I think you'd find it interesting. It's kind of like after now 65 A.D., which I thought was pretty good. Stuff like those who do not receive the mark of the beast on the forehead and or the back of the hand won't be able to buy or sell. It'll be a cashless society. Stuff like that. So this is kind of interesting. So apparently, the mark of the beast is on the forehead or the back of the hand, right?
So very visible. Okay.
Well, not only that, but I mean, it's pretty much a dead giveaway if you're not sure what the mark is going to be, because there's a lot of people are wondering what the mark's going to be. I'm just screwing around with the A and the B and stuff like that. Some people say a microchip.
Yeah.
Some people say it'll be a tattoo. Or some people even are saying now there could be facial recognition, right? Because if you register your face, it's... Yeah, because it's like that's the new mark of the beast, because you register your forehead or your face, right? Then that's kind of like being marked, right?
I guess they weren't very descriptive in the Bible what the mark of the beast was.
Bunch of dudes riding camels, man. They don't know what's going on. I mean, they don't know what...
They don't know about technology and computers and facial recognition. Go back in time and ask them about it. They'd be like, whoa, what are you talking about?
Exactly. So, you know, they describe helicopters as...
I don't know about that chip thing.
Well, that's why, like, in some of the rapture, like the real revelation parts of the Bible, it gets cool because they talk about, like, armies of giant metal locusts. I don't think they use the word metal, but there's a lot of really cool people that try to, like, combine, like, helicopters and some of the really crazy Christian dudes. Like, they've got it all figured out, you know. Good stuff. Good stuff. But that was sent in by my man, Tong Chop, who is the goods. Love him a lot.
Setting us straight on Jesus.
Well, you know, hey, what if he's right? You know? You can have your ass kicked out of heaven. Me? I'm getting in to go hang out at the big house. That's what I'm doing. You know, Christ died for my sins. I got no problem saying that. That's fine. No problem. You can wait out and be all high and mighty.
You
got
to believe it.
What's that?
I think you got to believe. You think you have to believe it too. You can't.
Dude, I believe that.
It doesn't really count.
Dude, I believe that. He kind of got crucified. Shit. You know, why not? Yeah, I'll cash in on that deal. You betcha. That's all you got to do. Did he die with the intention of dying for my sins? Yes. Awesome! I win again. High fives all around. You know? Do you believe that Christ died for your sins? That's it.
That's just one religion. What about all the other ones? You have to hedge your bets.
Well, that's the only one I really know anything about. And I think the other ones are a lot of, like, the Islam thing. You got to do the headbanging rock thing. And
that's true.
And the Jesus.
And there's a lot of Roman gods, too. And
Well, they got kind of combined, though.
Norse gods.
They went in with the Neptune dudes. The Norse gods are kind of freaky. I don't even want to know if I'd want to go to Norse heaven. You know, they're Norse.
No, I wouldn't. They fight all the time.
Yeah, it's pure combat. It's like a medieval land game, and there's only one respawn every day. And then you're like, oh, and you run around, you know. It'd be like the last time I played, like, Quake 2, where you just, like, I'd show up, it'd be the morning, I'd be like, ha-ha, bam, and I'd be gone. You know, some dude, like, you know, S.O. Blackhawk would cut my head off, and that'd be the end
of it. I bet you'd concentrate a lot better if you only had one respawn a day. Like, you'd be more concentrating on the game, and you wouldn't take risks and stuff, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Realistically, I mean, the archer guy lines up on you. You're done. I don't care how much you focused on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some guy bowfucks you from 2,000 yards out. I mean, it's kind of stupid, right? You're like, this is a stupid game. You know, what do you do for the rest of the day? You know, I guess you hang out and...
Hang on the sidelines. You could watch it, I guess.
Well, I think you could probably bang the Valkyries, because if you could be banging the Valkyries, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
You know, and are there Valkyries? What about I don't think chicks are open to the option of Norse heaven. I don't think they show up. I think it's pretty much a sausage fest. So realistically, I think that, like, Viking Norse heaven is kind of like a really heavy S&M
game. Like a real land game.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you know, Leather Ranch. You know, all these men, burly, all kind of bearish, you know, and they got the swords and the leather armor on.
What about the Jesus heaven? Is there, like, hot chicks there, or, like, with wings and stuff? Or,
now,
or
that's open for some debate,
in
as I understand
there either.
It. Well, I think that everyone, like, the way I had it explained to me was that...
Because the Muslims got it going there, right? But I don't know about the Christians.
Well, I think it's customizable. That's one of the features of the Christian heaven, is that whatever you want your... you know,
your body, like, if you lose a leg, you can get your leg back if you want it.
Right.
Or if you die as a baby, you can be 13 if you choose.
Right. Well, I'm thinking that if it was like a Christian heaven, right, and you could choose your own heaven, like, maybe your heaven would be like, you know, just like this world, only without any Christians in it, you know, or something like that. I don't know what your heaven would be.
That's
right?
Not bad.
But you could, you know, your heaven would be to ask God, hey, God, can you make a rock so big that you cannot move it? Yeah. You know, stuff like that. You know, sitting around with Stephen Dawking's rapping with Jesus. You know, I don't know what the deal is there, but you know, it's a thought. It's a thought. But anyway, let's get on to some more feedback before we. You'll know what my heaven is, because it's like basically Star Trek Next Generation, like first season,
with replicators and teleporters and fast star cruisers.
No, like Tash should be there, you know, before she died.
Yeah,
and I'd like just take over. You know, and that'd be it. I'd have my crew, and we'd go on super dope adventures, and it'd be the funniest show ever, because I'd be, like, drunk on the bridge and shit, and everyone would be really mad at me, but I'd keep, like, you know, I'd keep, like, rocking the bells and being awesome and stuff. It'd be rad. Or I could just be like, what's that?
Good party atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd separate the saucer section, just, you know, kind of do, like, a big Flavor Flav mix. It'd be huge. But anyway, let's get back into the show. Dear Sean, all during the Bush administration, there was a deluge of reports about people disappearing, FEMA camps, FEMA trains, and executive orders designed to subvert the U.S. Constitution. I've actually sent a lot of these to you over the years, true enough, and some you featured on Newsreel. But that being said, I've noticed something interesting since Obama came to power. A lot of the traffic has ceased. Things have gotten very quiet, and you aren't hearing much about camps and the executive orders anymore. One is also not hearing much about any actions to stop or curtail these movements made during the Bush administration. Basic military strategy dictates that before an attack, an enemy chatter often gets quiet as things are tightened up to ensure operational security. Could that be happening here? Just a thought. Peace, love, and carrots. The Renegade Rabbit. Well,
So no matter what happens, if there's bad things happening, bad things are happening. If no bad things are happening, bad things are happening.
Yeah, I think that I know what she's saying here. She's wondering if this is all like a big dupe here and stuff like that. I kind of like Obama. I do. Mm-hmm. I think he seems like a pretty okay guy. The other day they were really landing on him. He reversed his position on the photographs,
oh my God.
And they're like really, trying to, you know, just nail this guy to the cross.
Impeach.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean. George Bush leads you to an illegal war, kills a bunch of your kids, and this guy doesn't want to look at some photographs, and suddenly he's the Prince of Darkness? I mean, I don't know. Of course, you know...
I don't know. They're trying to get him on anything. If that's the worst he can do...
Well, you know, they try as best they can, you know, to, and of course Alex has got it all figured out, you know. Oh, sure. Alex has got the latest, you know, because, well, if, think about it this way. If, let's say that, you know, somebody came to power who was really, really great, and, you know, there was no more, you know, conspiracy to destroy the world or whatever, Alex Jones would be out of a job. You know, he's down at Home Depot, you know. I'll put that in the car for you. You know, like, really? Like, what's he going to do? So it's kind of in his best interest to kind of keep the conspiracy thing going. Now, that said.
Oh, yeah.
That said, I love Alex Jones. I love Alex Jones like there's no tomorrow. If ever you need an excuse to go buy another gun, just, you know, download any Alex Jones show.
He'll give you 10 every show.
Oh, right? God, yeah. I mean, he's great.
10 excuses to buy one.
And if I had the energy, I mean, he's a consummate professional, you know, but I think that some of that stuff, you got to look at it with some entertainment value. And especially if the CIA kicked down your door, you got to say, ha, ha, that's entertainment value. I don't actually believe you guys are stormtroopers. I'm not the droids you're looking for. So it's that's sort of the idea that I have with the whole thing. So do I think that it's going to be all turn into shit? No, I don't think so. But I got another letter here. No, dear Sean, you didn't get mentioned at all these letters. No mention for you. It's all Sean.
Sad. They hate me now.
Well, you know, I've been thinking... So I've been thinking of where the future is leading us after months of thinking, research, and connecting the dots. I've come to the conclusion that if the world does end in 2012, the super elites of this planet is going to have the most advanced version of humans to begin with over on Earth. Then they'll be wicked smart and stuff like that. The other opinion is that the super elites won't get lucky with wiping all the scum off the planet, sad but true. We'll have to make the entire global population submit to bring the Earth's standards of living to a non-toxic form to get everybody on a non-self-destructive level. And just throwing this out there, why I think it's that way is an out-of-this-world perspective, literally. If you were an alien, flowing through space, checking out different planets and how the societies work, and you're like, hey, look, there's planet 325. They got their shit straight. Nice! And then they stumble upon Earth. What the fuck? Are you guys serious? You're lucky I just don't Death Star your ass. You got 4 years to improve, or I'm pressing the restart button. So I see our ultimate goal is to advance and mingle with those alien dudes. Wouldn't life be so much easier if we all had UFOs? But seriously, you know what I mean, Sean. That's all I got on my insights. Hope it gave some light into your darkness. By the way, check out Himalayan Salt. It's good shit. And that's from Crux.
Is that a band?
I don't know. I think it's actually salt.
Himalayan salt. It's really good, man.
I think it's actually salt from the Himalayas.
The Himalayas.
Yeah. The Himalayas. The good people. Well,
next time I'm there, I'll pick
them
up.
Hey, you know, if the Sherpas can, you know, that's the thing that cracks me up. You know, all these assholes that talk about, well, like Sir Edmund Hillary, wasn't he the guy who climbed Mount Everest, right?
And, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's got, you know, four other Sherpas who've made the trek like 30 fucking times, and they carried all his shit to the top of the mountain. So don't go stepping to me about Sir Edmund Hillary.
It's a daily tour for them, really.
Yeah,
it's
Thursday for Poe and his gang of Sherpas. You know, don't, you know. Yeah, that was the first white guy we ever dragged his sorry ass up the mountain, you know. Anyway. So, but back to the UFO thing. I don't know, man. Like, I'm kind of weird on the UFO.
What is he saying? We've got to improve. Go ahead. What?
Well, he's kind of saying that, you know, we should probably be cool with these UFOs because, you know, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we all had UFOs? Well, I'm hoping that if they are, there's two schools of thought on this UFO thing, right?
Yeah.
Some people are really negative where they say at worst we'll be food, at best we'll be pets, you know, because if they're super elite, right? And you've got the whole, Darwinian down pressure, you know, everything in the universe generally kind of eats weaker things. If that kind of, you know, holds yes. through on an interstellar level, you know, we're going to need some red powder pretty quick down here on the old planet Earth to start dealing with our alien problems. But if they're like, you know, kind of the Terrence McKenna, stoned aliens that are all like, hey, we're all about beauty and love, man, which, you know, will kind of twitch me out a bit because I don't know how I deal with that, you know. I'd be like, hi, we may look scary, but we're actually full of love. Lots of love and goodness. Candy Mountain, come to Candy Mountain. I don't think that would really be my... I don't think I'd.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, if they've got interstellar travel down, would they be further along in their ethics? I mean, have humans evolved in their ethics as time has gone on, or have we gotten worse?
Well, we can't really judge other races by humans. Really?
No.
You know, so, I mean, I see where you're going with this, and that's a good argument. Yeah. You know,
I mean, if they're advanced enough to get here, then they'd be advanced in other means, like their morals, their ethics. Maybe they'd be vegetarians, and they wouldn't eat us, because, you know, after you evolve and you feel
arrogant,
you
egotistical fuck. I swear to God.
You realize you don't need to kill animals to survive.
Oh.
And, you know, their ethics would have evolved to a point, so you don't have to worry about them eating us.
Your brain is broken. Your brain is broken.
It
you
is.
Have a broken
I need
brain.
Fixing.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that occurred, but your brain, she is broken. You know, what if they are like V? What are you going to say then? You know, what are you going to do then?
Well, that'd be fine, because they didn't they just eat the mice? They didn't eat humans, or did they?
They drank humans, all our water, and they ate like people. Yeah, we were cold storage. Yeah, we were all, you know, run up. Yeah.
That's not good.
No, not good. Not good. But that's fine. That's fine.
Well, at least I think we should be at least maybe friendly at first to the UFOs, because if we start blazing our guns at them, they definitely have enough firepower to destroy the Earth, because they traveled far enough, X number of light years, to get here.
Right. Well, there's one problem
I have. So
it's
probably good to maybe put a nice face on.
Well, sure. But
with guns behind our backs.
But the thing that I'm going with here, which is kind of no one's really talking about, is have you ever talked to an ant? Like the insect?
Yeah, that too. That
yeah,
too.
So yeah. You haven't.
Would we even recognize if they came here? Would
not only that, but why the fuck would they
here?
Want to deal with us? What do we have to
they
offer
wouldn't.
Them? Yeah, like...
Zero, nothing.
Yeah, so, you know, that's
they'd be
what...
laughing at us going, ho, ho, ho. We'd be, just like we laugh at, like, monkeys poking sticks into logs to get ants. They'd be laughing at us.
And
look
then we
funny
grab them.
Technology.
What do? We grab them. We mark them, yeah. Right? We tag them. We track
that's
them,
right.
Right? We look at their food sources, right? So that's what I think is going on. I think that essentially aliens are probably like a bunch of marine biologists trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with these humans. And realistically, you know, like the last thing that they want to do is they want to let a human go on the ship. You know, because these guys
are small. Would you like let a monkey into your house, a wild monkey? They'd go nuts, just like a human would go nuts aboard a UFO, start pulling levers and pressing buttons. And,
well, you know, and monkeys are actually pretty tame. They're pretty nice, really. I mean, you know, the smaller monkeys aren't, but like the greater apes, like orangutans, gorillas and stuff, they're actually pretty nice. But like, you know, humans, I mean, shit, man, if I escape from the holding cell on a Star Cruiser, it's going to be a pretty high body count of little gray dudes before they tase my ass, let me tell you. I mean, I'm, oh, wow. And nobody has to die. I just want the Star Cruiser. But I think that his essential plan is correct, that life would be better off if we all had UFOs. But if we knew what they were, then they wouldn't be UFOs. I have a sort That's yourself right. out. I have you sort yourself out. Here's a good one.
Ooh.
Sean, once again, you don't have any say in this. Just fisting, finished listening. Just fisted. What? I just fisted listening.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Oh, my
Jules
God.
Loop.
This is a family show. Sean, just finished listening to episode 401, and America is FUBAR times 5. So Canada, lots of land. Where would be a good place to work and socialize for a 21-year-old high school grad in Canada? Well,
well, Pixar's opening up a new studio here and has 100 slots free. So if you know about animation, come
yeah,
easy.
But like eBay just closed and they lost 700 jobs. So
that's true.
Yeah.
So those eBay guys are applying.
Well, you know, Pixar, eBay, sort of the same thing. You know, there's computers involved. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, I can make a little bouncing ball. No trouble, you know, from eBay.
Oh,
we,
yeah.
we can bid on that. Yeah. But I think that if people want to move into Canada, first of all, what you need to do is, that's the best thing about Canada, about the modern age, is that now you can apply, do everything online. You can have the job before you leave the States. Right, and they can even assist you in getting a visa, blah, 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 blah. So if we're just going to go for, you know, where do you want to go and work, I and the rest of the planet seem to think that Vancouver is where it's at. You know, really.
I like it. It's nice.
Well, it's rated number 4 globally. you know, by the little by
yeah,
the,
that's pretty good.
By
pretty
a series high. Of tubes. They say that it's it's rated fourth overall, which I can't really give much credit to that, because if they said we were listed 54th, like they said that Oregon was one of the most depressing cities in the world to live in. Which
well,
I'm, yeah.
I haven't lived there. I've visited a lot of times. You've visited a lot of times.
Yeah, but it doesn't strike me as being depressing. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, they got the best kid and seal and carry laws of any state in the United States, I think. It's really easy to do there. They got lots of wilderness. You got the Oregon coast. I mean, I'd like
beautiful
to, yeah.
Sea line. Yeah.
Well, how many people shoot themselves in Oregon, you know, really. I mean, on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get a lot of people walking out onto the beach and be like, you know, there it is, in your video, stick the gun in the mouth and away you go. No, that's not what happens. You know, people don't do that. So, but I would say that, first of all, you should get a trade. If you can't get a trade,
yeah.
Then you want to apply online and don't go moving up here and go looking around, because you're going to wind up sitting on the street corner with a goddamn cardboard sign.
Dog in a cup. Yeah.
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate that. Like, oh.
Feed my dog.
Yeah.
Feed my dog.
Feed my dog. No. No. And it's, I might take your dog, because that dog, like, you're supposed to have a home. Okay. The dog isn't supposed to have a home. You're supposed to have a home. All right. And you're all like, you know, the dog's like, shit, man, why am I with you? I can do this on my own. You know, this is stupid. So, whatever. You know, I can't stand that.
Oh, I know.
So, getting
they,
past...
They get the dog for sympathy as well.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And they sit there, and I watch them for, like, hours stroking the dog. And the dog's really good at it, too. He's all like, oh, look at In intellectual hostage news. Now, you were the one who sent me this, followed by the entire interweb sent me this. All the tubes showed
Did
up.
Was I first?
You
yes.
were first. Patents on two human genes linked to breast and ovarian cancers are being challenged in court by the American Civil Liberties Union, that argues that patenting pure genes is unconstitutional and hinders research for cancer. Well, which it does. It doesn't argue that it
yeah.
does. It fucking does. If you can't use...
It sure does.
Like, if you can't test the thing because it's... A lawyer in the case, oh good, I'm glad it was a lawyer, it wasn't like a window cleaner. A lawyer in the case says patenting genes would be like patenting an eyeball removed from someone. A lawyer in the case says that, but the reporter, you know, he's not saying that. Fuck no, he's not saying that. He's not going to go on the dime and say that. No. Me and the lawyer seem to think, for some fucked up reason, that removing an eyeball and then patenting it is dumb. Knowledge about our own bodies and the ability to make decisions about our health care are some of our most personal fundamental rights, said ACLU Executive Director Anthony D. Romero. Well, what the fuck's he thinking? The government should not be granting private entities control over something as personal and basic as to who we are as our genes. Well, that seems
yeah,
to be
thanks.
Fairly, you know, straightforward. But just like up there
yeah.
with, like, you know, pedophilia is bad, maybe we shouldn't patent our bodies. You know, this is stuff that gets challenged. The ACLU, joined by Yeshiva University Law School, heavy hitters over there at Yeshiva, filed a lawsuit today in U.S. District Court in the Southern New York against U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Utah-based Utah, home of the Mormons, Myriad Genetics, and the University of Utah Research Foundation. You know that the Mormons are heavily involved with that. You know, they got their magic underwear and their patenting genes. Myriad and the Research Foundation hold the patents on the pair of genes known as BRCA1 and BRCA2. And they're responsible for many cases of hereditary and ovarian cancers. The ACLU contends that patenting those genes limits research and the free flow of information, which is totally true because the patent process makes it so that you make money from that. And the result violates the First Amendment. The lawsuit also challenges genetic patenting in general, noting that about 20% of all human genes are patented. I didn't know that. Including genes associated with Alzheimer's disease, muscular dystrophy, and asthma. It's absolutely our intent that upon victory, this will rend invalid patents on many other genes, said Dan Ravicher, Executive Director of Public Patent Foundation and a patent law professor at Yeshiva University in Benjamin, at the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law. We just had to pick one case as our case. So these guys have been sort of sitting in the sidelines going, okay, they're patenting genes. I want something that I can totally crucify these guys on in court. boom, it's come up, and they're going to do it with the breast cancer gene, because this is a really smart one to do, too. Because, I mean, everyone knows about breast cancer, and they're like, yeah, tie a yellow ribbon, or the pink ribbons and everything, and now it's all of a sudden you're going to be like, yeah, you're not letting us do breast cancer research because you want to make money off of it. Oh, snap! Yeah, there's going to be some backlash on that one. Ravisher offered an analogy to describe the plaintiff's argument, saying, it's like saying someone removes your eyeball. Just because you remove the eyeball and wash it off doesn't make the eyeball patentable. Now, if they create another eyeball out of plastic or metal, then you could patent that, which is fair ball. I mean, you replicate an eyeball out of a totally separate materials, and you've got, like, uber bionic eyeball, and you want to patent that shit, full ball. Full ball, that's yours.
Yeah, these guys didn't invent breast cancer. They didn't come up with breast cancer.
No,
it'd
be like patenting
America.
They just
looked at it.
You know, you show up. Yeah. Oh, I don't care if there's people already living here. We patented that, and you know, you can't. That's
nobody can say the word America without our say so.
That's right.
And well, it's a little bit different than saying, but yeah. So these people are taking genes, saying nobody else can work on them except for us.
Exactly.
And
as
no
a matter
one
fact,
else
you're
can
not
even
wrong.
Touch them. And if you look at them, do research on them, we're going to sue your ass into the ground. And if we just want to sit on this research, you know, we can.
That's
we
right. Because we got to kill everyone
for the rest of their lives.
Sure. You know, well, there's no money in a cure, right? And you were right originally when you said that you couldn't even say the word America if it's patented. You're absolutely right. That's trademark infringement. We're broadcasting this on the air. That's a patentable phrase. So that's America trademark. And if you actually go and start talking about, you can't even say America without their say-so, because if you do, that's trademark infringement. Welcome to the DMCA. We're coming to get ya. That's right. And that's a fact. That is a fact. That is what's in law now. It's fucking crazy right now. A woman's lifetime chance... Oh, pardon me. More than 192,000 U.S. women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. About 5 or 10% of those have a hereditary form of the disease, which is a shitload of people. Well, 192,000. Gee, what would that be? That would be 1,920 people have hereditary form of the disease. According to the National Cancer Institute, mutation in the genes called BRCA1 and BRCA2, short for breast cancer 1 and breast cancer 2, that's ballsy. That is ballsy. You name the genes that you patented, breast cancer 1 and breast cancer 2, are involved in many cases of hereditary breast and ovarian cancer. A woman's lifetime chance of developing breast and ovarian cancer is greatly increased if she inherits an altered BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene, according to the Institute. Now, Myriad's patent gives it exclusive rights to perform diagnostic tests on the genes, meaning no one else can test them. Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. That
nope,
doesn't
we're the
make
cure.
Sense in my brain.
That's right. We're the cure. Nobody else can do this test because we're the only ones. Forcing other researchers to request permission from the company before they can take a look at the BRCA1 and BRCA2. The ACLU said the patent gives the company the rights to future mutations on the BRCA2 gene and power to exclude others from providing genetic testing. Like, wow. The company also charges, wait for it, never mind the fact that we're going to inhibit that, you have to get permission or we'll sue your ass. If you go to them, it's not free, because if they were offering it for free but they just want to maintain the technology, I mean, at least you'd be able to kind of understand their logic, I suppose, on some level. But they're charging $3,000 a test, possibly keeping some women from seeking preventative genetic testing, the ACLU says. You think? Could I drop $3,000 right now on a boob test? No, I could not do that, especially not in the United States. And this is absolutely insane. Like, this is nuts. And furthermore,
go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, and all future mutations? What the fuck?
Well, their justification is that, well, we wouldn't be able to do this research if we didn't make money on it afterwards. Well, there is a solution to that. It's called the government. Because then it's the good of everyone gets the benefits of this research. Well, not everyone, but people who have cancer get the benefits if it's put in the hands of the government rather than a private corporation who can take it and control it. And once it's in the hands of the government, make it open source so everybody knows about it and everybody in the world can treat cancer.
Well, what's going to happen here is they're just creating a market, aren't they? If they can't control an MP3, how in the fuck are they going to stop people with life-threatening illnesses? Can you say, I'm flying to Thailand to get my shit sorted out? Thanks very much.
Exactly.
You know, or
somebody
I'm flying
with
to
a
India,
conscience
you know.
is going
to...
somebody with a conscience is going to open up that database and accidentally leak it out to some doctors in some other country.
Oh, hell yeah.
And everybody's going to go there. You know, somebody in that company's got to be able to do that.
Oh, dude, you know, I'm not one much for suicide, okay? I'm not a suicide guy. But if I could, like, end cancer... But I'd have to, like, yeah. you know, go fight to the death to do it. You know what I mean? Like, or like, seriously, like, make the run and, like, you know, you get the data and you get shot. You get the blood running out your mouth and your nose and you stick the USB drive in and you hit the key and you collapse and, you know, it's broadbanded. You know, you're out there. I'm totally down with that because I don't care what religion you are. You do some shit like that, man, like, you win. You know, like, you're getting in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just sex. That's just hotness right there. That's just... Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Oh, this blows my mind.
It's sick. It's sick, and it's a sickness industry, and, you know, at some point, I think that, and this is one thing that Rant Media and the WOGs and everybody kind of have in common, we sort of have a sort of basic understanding on a level of what things are acceptable and are unacceptable, and we kind of agree about these things. And then shit like this goes on, and I remember a time when all the WOGs and the cult people and the Rant Media guys... We were like the weirdos, you know? We were the freaks of nature. We were fucking strange. We were like 4chan, man. We were nuts, you know? Now, suddenly, we're like, you know, the voice of fucking reason. You know, how did that happen?
How did that happen?
You know, I'm the good guy?
Maybe the world got so fucked up. Yeah, exactly.
How did that happen? You know? How did I wind up...
The world caught up with us.
Yeah,
the world caught up with us.
You know, and now some of the cyberpunk shit that I read about before is coming across like those, you know, those bad 1950s versions of the future where it was like the rocket cars, you know, and everybody, and you're like, oh, that's quaint. That was the future. That's kind of what cyberpunk is turning into inside of 15 years. Like, it's ridiculous, you know. So I guess, you know, Gattaca was a lot closer to it than I thought it was. And if you haven't seen that film, that's
go see it. It's becoming more and more relevant every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was scary as hell the first time I saw it. I'm not even too sure I'd want to, you know. Yeah. In tracking news, speaking of which, Jibcat, thank you very much for sending this in Madison, Wisconsin. And the whole freaking series of tubes sent me this one, too. Police can now attach GPSs to cars to secretly track anybody's movements without obtaining search warrants. And an appeals court ruled today. That's it. Period. So that was ruled last Thursday. However, the District 4 Court of Appeals said it was more than a little troubled by the conclusion that asked Wisconsin lawmakers to regulate GPS use to protect against abuse by police and private individuals. So you could basically now go and put a GPS tracker on my car and track my movements legally in the state of Wisconsin. Like, just because...
Like, a normal person can do that to your car, and it's totally fine. Is that
well,
what they're saying?
Well, the cops can do it, and private citizens can do it. There's no laws against it. Then, yeah. Well, I mean, putting the GPS on, maybe you could get them with mischief or vandalism. You know, like...
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
Because it's probably because they're not going inside the car is their loophole, right? Because you're not allowed inside somebody's car because that's their property. That's their private property. Just like you can't go inside somebody's house. But I guess attaching it to the outside is totally fine.
Right. Which is why you go to, like, Deal Extreme or Kai Domain or one of those websites, and you buy yourself the plug-in DC-12 GPS jamming device, which creates a GPS jamming sphere around your vehicle at the flip of a switch, you know, which basically Uber fucks any GPS stuff that's out there. You know,
handy dandy.
It is pretty handy dandy, and it's affordable too. And we'll be talking about things like that on the next patrolling series to make sure that, you know, it's your location, and why should, you know, clean up after yourself? Why should you be leaking out electronic signatures everywhere? You know, be considerate. You know,
clean up your airwaves.
Well, those satellites are working, man. Lots of good people need to use those GPSs. If you don't need to use the GPS, jam the signal. You know, you don't need it right now. Give the GPS a break.
In your little sphere, like clean up your area in your little sphere of the world.
That's right, and, you know. Yeah. Think globally, act locally, like within 15, 20 feet of you, you know, is what I'm saying here. So that's where we're going. And if you see that in Wisconsin right now, where is it going to go next? I mean, this is, and none of this is getting reported on. Like, where the hell is that on mainstream media?
I haven't heard this one. That one's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and even now, like, the whole Web 2.0 thing, I mean, everybody's so distracted with, you know, jerking each other off and the giant Facebook circle jerk. Nobody's actually, you know, paying attention to what's going on in the world around us. You know, that said, I mean, I'm using these things as tools to broadcast out and gather, you know, the armies and stuff like that. But, I think that the whole Web 2.0 thing is really starting to freak me out.
Yeah. The overload of information being gathered by private corporations?
No, it's just like it's spoon-fed. It's spoon-fed internet. It's not like the real internet, you know? It's not like going to news groups and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's like you just show
up.
Or
you had to hand-code your own website.
Yeah, well, I don't mean it has to be that hardcore. But I'm just saying, like, you know, there's other people who okay whether or not you can send email. There's other people. I've got a story about this that illustrates this point beautifully.
Okay.
Is it the next story? They're trying to lock down the internet, and this is another one of those. I've got another internet censorship law here, okay. And this is part of it, and it's going to be very easy with institutions like Facebook and Twitter and things like that, because you know it's a choke point, right? Everybody's information's going through this one choke point. You know, it's just like playing Left 4 Dead. You're playing Left 4 Dead, right? Zombie horde's coming for you.
Yeah.
What do you do? You get yourself into a room where there's only one fucking door, you park yourself there with a shotgun, and you mow the lawn. You work the jackhammer and you carve up the zombies. Why? Because they've got to come through the choke point, right? Welcome to my beaten zone, you slathering fuck, okay? That's what it's about. It's about the beaten zone, all right? And that's what they've got with this Facebook and all this different shit where everybody's, you know, Gmail, everything. Everyone's kind of connected, so they've got it kind of, you know, so they got that choke point there. So if they want to nail you for it, that's what they do. Everything I learned in life, you can learn from Left 4 Dead. Seriously. It's, you know, what
that's
I want
right.
Well, what I want to see is actually, I think that what would be really excellent is if you had... I left Rainbow Six Vegas for dead. You know, I think if I could have like all the movements and weapons from Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and I had Left 4 Dead, like, dude, that tank would be fucked the next time. If I just, you know, have you ever been doing that? You've been playing a video game and you try to go for a weapon that isn't there in that video game, but it's in another video game, and you're like, fuck, where's my god damn it? There's no grenades. Fuck. You know, I hate that.
And you're wondering why there's no grenades.
Yeah.
Why is there no grenades in this game?
You know, what the fuck? You know, there's zombies everywhere. I've got this M14 here. Why the hell don't I just have a couple more grenades? You know, what?
Would be perfect for zombies.
Dude, booby traps and zombies go together peanut butter and jam, okay? These guys are not checking the ground for wires, you know? Anyway.
They're stumbling. They don't know.
They are, you know, and seriously, I just wire the fuck out of the whole town, and then I'd leave the whole town for dead, and you know, that's it. Oh yeah, you know,
up in the woods where there's no zombies. I mean, it's a long way for them to travel. They're all concentrated in the cities, right?
Well, they are, and the food is there and everything. But you know, I think you could probably survive in the cities if you do that whole if you get up in a skyscraper. You know what I mean? If you've got limited access, again,
that'd be pretty safe.
Oh sure. Yeah. I mean, well, it's what's it about? It's about the choke point, you know? It's about the choke point.
That's
if you can control access.
And monitoring your local area as well, if you could set up some cameras there.
Oh well.
Watch your entrances.
Oh yeah, I mean, just don't do what they did
because zombies aren't fast roping in, right? They're coming through the doors, up through the stairs.
Right. Yeah, and they're stumbling.
I mean, it depends what it depends what kind of zombies we're talking about. Not the zombies that can climb up outside walls of buildings that run 100 miles an hour.
Well, you know, hey, let's go with those zombies. You know, I mean, those zombies are actually they're actually supernaturally imbued. I've never seen ones that could wall climb. But I'm thinking, like, you know, go for the 28-day later zombies. They suck. Like, the 28-day later zombies suck. They're, like, adrenal high, constant on meth. They'll rip your fucking eyes out. You know.
Yeah.
It's they're really really bad. So if you train for those, then you're better off. But anyway,
those are the ones with the short life terms, and their hearts are beating 100 miles an hour, and they're just like go.
Well, they starve to death, I think. So it's not really a short life term. Like 20 minutes is a long time to, you know, have somebody pulling on your eyeballs, you know, and then they wash them off and try to patent them. In internet censorship news, flamers beware. Now, let me get through this. Representative Linda Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez, has reintroduced the bill to Congress that, if approved, now it hasn't been approved yet, could make internet flaming and harassment a felony, calling the Meghan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention Act, the Meghan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention. Megan Meyer is the chick who geeked herself because she didn't know my fucking name. Anyway, Sanchez created the name of the bill after a teenager who killed herself in 2007 over bullying comments made in a Missouri woman on MySpace, another Web 2.0. Sanchez said that this bill is not to stifle or censor free speech, but to determine cyberbullyism in court. Cyberbullyism in court. Wow.
More syllables to that.
That's a Scrabble word. Congress has no interest in censoring speech, and it will not do so if it passes this bill.
We promise.
That's what she says.
We promise.
We promise. What could possibly go wrong? Put simply, this legislation will be used as a tool for a judge and jury to determine whether there's significant evidence to prove a person cyberbullied another. That is, did they have the required intent? Did they use electronic means of communication? Or was the communication severe, hostile, and repeated? So, bloggers, emailers, texters, spiteful exes, those who have blogged against this bill, have no fear. Your words are still protected under the same American values. Now, this is interesting, though. Specifically, the proposed bill, H.R. 1966, filed on April 2nd, will make it a felony if electronic messages found in forums, comment systems, have intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person. Those found guilty will face a possible fine, a jail sentence of up to 2 years, or both fine and jail time. Currently, Sanchez is shopping around with other politicians to get everyone familiar with its intent. So far, she's signed about 14 other members of Congress while continuing to rally more support. Now, I have the solution for this. If they pass this law. Yeah, I've got this. Yeah, if they pass this, I've got it, man. If they don't pass it, we win. If they pass it, we fucking win. Do you know how incredibly upset I am by how the email makes me feel every time I read about how I have a small penis? Do you know how much those small penis spam emails upset me? We can put spammers in fucking jail for that. You have a small penis. Hey, that is a direct, like, you could pass that shit in court. You are cyberbullying people to go for penile enlargement. This is the key. This is the golden bullet right here, man. We could put the fucking spammers down with this shit.
Trace that IP. Get that IP.
Well, you know, then suddenly but it's a real crime then. Like, right now, it's not really a crime. They're like, hey, stop that. But you got jail time, and you got a real caller involved in that? People shut the fuck up after that. You know, they'll probably just work around with the wording, and they'll be like, are you worried about your penis? You know, but you could, you know, it depends on your lawyer. I mean, you know, they got lawyers out there who can try to claim that they can patent breast cancer and make money off it. Come on. I want to be able to find people, make money from that, from, you know, them sending me spam.
Oh, of course.
Sure. Sounds logical.
I find it hard to believe that there aren't already laws about harassment that they don't need to tack on the E at the beginning of it. E-harassment. Like, is there not laws about harassment over the phone already, or harassment through a piece of paper?
Well, this is it.
Sending
you see,
it through mail, or why do they always have to tack on e-harassment?
Well,
waste everybody's fucking time.
It's got to be federal because it quite often goes across borders and shit like that. It's really it's really hard to track people down and to, like, because let's say a guy in New Hampshire hacks a server in Texas and attacks another server in Canada. Okay, well, like, what the fuck? Who's going after him? Right, you know? Fuck it. You know, Woggs, just shoot that asshole. You know, Rusty, shoot him. You know, seriously, Judge Wapner wouldn't know what the fuck to do. So you kind of sit there.
Then there's the other solution of whitelisting. It's like, if you're a kid and you just put all your friends on a whitelist, you won't get harassed.
No,
I mean, a little bit different for a company because they can't whitelist. They have to accept all the email in because they don't know everybody that's going to order something from them. But I don't think they're talking about companies taking orders. They're talking about kids who kill themselves after somebody says bad stuff to them. I mean, I don't like what you're saying. Boom, you'll never talk to me again because you're not on my fucking whitelist.
Well, that's how I operate. I've lived most of my life that way. If I don't like you, I'll take my ball and go home. Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. It says through MySpace. I'm pretty sure MySpace has a limit limit comments on my space, on my wall,
right,
to people that I know.
Right.
I just don't understand this. What, there's already stuff in place to prevent all of this.
Right.
But yet people are wasting all this money by going to court, hiring lawyers, wasting time and our money, our taxpayer money,
right,
for putting E on the beginning of everything.
So why are they doing it? Why are they doing it then? You're not the smartest guy
because
in the room.
Because there must be something a little bit extra on top of this.
Well, it gives them a chance to regulate speech online, doesn't it? Right? There's no
law. Think of the children.
That's right.
Think of the children.
Think of that poor kid, Megan. Right? She geeked herself because somebody made fun of her, and now we have to make sure nobody can make fun of anybody ever again. You know, and what pisses me off, we just had the Columbine anniversary, right? Nobody gave a shit about bullying before people started geeking other people at fucking Columbine. You know, say what you like, but nobody gave a fuck about bullying until some kids picked up guns and started shooting. You know, that is the fucking truth. Okay? Because nobody took it seriously. They're like, oh, that's just kids being kids. That's building character. I mean, you and I grew up with that, Sim. We know what that was about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
I was bullied.
Oh,
you
sure.
were bullied.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? And when that happened, when those kids were running, of course, they got different stories for it now. But when that shit was going down,
yeah,
and there's a couple of nerdy, skinny kids who wore black is walking around the schools with a machine gun, I didn't ask why. You know, I wasn't like, gee, that's curious. No, I knew why they were doing it. You know, I mean, that wasn't the issue here. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's a fucking tragedy. Don't get me wrong, that these people get so twisted inside their head. And it could be argued that a lot of the stuff that we talk about on the show is direct. Is we want people to not do that, so that, you know, because maybe if Cletus and Diebold there, if they had any kind of if they were, you know, able to listen and tune into Rant, maybe they think, yeah, you know what, maybe we can just hold out until the end of school and we'll go be crazy somewhere else, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna sneeze though, pretty quick here.
Okay.
Oh, that
in
was
a second.
That
there
was
we go.
Fucking brutal. Wow. You know, I can usually, there goes my childhood. That's gone. Shit.
Yeah, can't remember it.
You know, I didn't even drop 80 gigs of data
okay.
in my head.
All the bullying goes away at the same
Hooray!
Time. So it might be okay.
Yeah, but then I got no reason to be angry. No one would listen to the show.
That's true.
No one would listen to the show. Sean's
happy,
feeling great. You know,
happy,
he did some
happy.
Hypnotherapy. You know. I should do a medication show one day. You know, I'll just be like, hi, everyone. It's sunny in my head.
It's happy news with Happy Sean.
Yeah, hooray. That'd be awesome. Total, like, the core political, takeover, Sean. Hello, everyone. It's time for Newsreel. Let's light our candles. It'd be, creepy. Creepy Newsreel. Maybe for Halloween.
That would be
hey, that'd be a great Halloween. That'd be a great Halloween
Ooh,
special.
Be.
It'd be like the Big Brother Newsreel special, right? And we'd have to have like a taser noise set up. So every time that I start straying, it'd be like,
get off track.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and then eventually, you know, beep off the air, you know, final transmission.
We've lost him.
Yeah, yeah. We hit him with too much voltage. Now, in Web 2.0 news, this is a story I was talking about with RE46 sent me this one. Facebook has started censoring private messages sent between users to block out internet nasties. If links to certain websites are detected in a private message, the user is shown a warning. This message contains blocked content. Some content in this message has been reported as abusive by Facebook users. Their message is then scrapped. It was first reported. The block applied to where? The Pirate Bay, one of the world's largest file-sharing websites that recently came into the wrong side of legal battle with music and movie groups. Links to the Pirate Bay's homepage were reportedly accepted, but links to specific pages within the sites were blocked. We tested it today that was still happening. However, links to other file-sharing sites were fine. Pirate Bay was blocked. Mini Nova was okay. Demonoid was okay. BT Junkie was okay. Links to at least one major pornography site were also blocked, which is pretty amazing that they said at least one, you know, because we tried,
at
you know,
one.
We know them, you know.
Hundreds.
Really. Yeah, you know.
We tried hundreds of them.
Well, we just went to the Hun and just started linking out from there. Wired reported that the censorship may place Facebook in breach of U.S. wiretapping laws. However, a Facebook chief privacy officer, Chris Kelly, said the site had a legal right to censor messages because users had agreed not to send spammy, illegal, threatening, or harassing content in accepting the site's terms of use. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so, I tried this and tried linking to a patrolling torrent, and it didn't accept it. And I didn't think it really falls under spammy, illegal, threatening, or harassing, actually.
Well,
and it's actually legal.
Well, it depends on your point of view, I guess. You know, if you're
we're the content owners, and we sent it out. It is legal.
Well, yeah.
So they can suck on it.
Yeah, but they don't. Well, but they've controlled it, haven't they? They blocked it, haven't they? Now we have other
methods. That's right.
We have other methods of communicating. That's why the need for multiple feeds. And I posted on this on Twitter today, where I said the need for multiple feeds. Hopefully, it made its way to Facebook. If it didn't, it made its way. Yeah. It's on my live journal and
do
on my Facebook.
Rely
and
on one.
Yeah.
Don't rely on one method of communication, because it's gonna go down.
Convergence is not always good. Is not always good. If you drop one, if you get everything into one piece, and you drop that one piece, well, guess what's gonna happen next? You know, you're fucked. Then
it's
what
over.
You do?
It's
then you
over.
Fuck. You know, you're done.
But there's a way around that. If people want to know, you can use like short URL and stuff that encases the URL into another URL.
Sure. Sure, there's always a hack, but the point is
always
that it's there. It's there.
Exactly.
And just that one step about, you know, a URL inside the URL. I mean, the people who listen to the show are some of the smartest people on the internet, okay? And that's no shit.
Yeah.
Even though they're, you know, I'm like the rodeo clown for a lot of these guys. I'm dancing around. I'm a flying monkey. Whatever, right? I don't give a shit. But the people who listen to this show, like Alien Binary, the guy sent me this thing about my iPod Touch. And he's like going off about how there's a Bluetooth chip in there, and he's giving me all the specs. I mean, these guys, I've got people who are writing me letters from all over the world, inside of in Australia and Sweden. You know, it's kind of disturbing to me just how many. Like, for example, getting back to the Twitter thing, I have more people following me than I have posts, and I've been posting like a fucking fiend, and I've only been online for like a week.
Gotta catch up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was up to 110 the last time I looked. You know, it's I don't know where it is now. Probably still at 110. And fuck, I don't know. But, you know, and that kind of blows my mind. You know, when I was up to 25, I had four people in like 12 seconds. And then it was like, boom, it just kind of kept on.
It's good for another backup of a means of communication.
I mean, the way it works.
Why not have more than one means of communication? We've got this, the radio stream. We've got it. On podcasts, we've got
shortwave.
On Twitter. It's like multiple shortwave, multiple attacks. Like if one goes down, you know, we got 10 more. Who cares?
And this is it. This is the whole idea. We want to have redundancy. We want to make sure that you, the end user of our product, which we have here, and if it comes down to me, you know, setting up like an FTP somewhere, and everybody, which is what we also have. Let's not forget that, Sam. We got FTPs on the go. I mean, people can go right to our site. We got this show. It's probably
people
the
mirroring
most...
the newsreels show.
Oh, dude! Like if I got arrested tomorrow, okay, and got like locked up and shit like that. I mean, newsreel, they couldn't take it down. I really don't think they could take it offline. It's been online for 10 years, distributed everywhere. And if you were to go to the, if you were to wind up going to like the Air Force guys and be like, "Yeah, we got to take out this Sean Kennedy guy," somebody in that room is gonna be like, "Why?" You know, like somebody's heard it. You know, fucking Sean, what are you, serious? Come on, it's fucking Sean, man. He's not good. He's not hurting anybody. He's just fucking around in his basement, man. Leave the guy alone. You know, and that's it. You know, that's what's going on.
That's
but
right.
I guess, you know, the point is, make sure you don't have all your eggs in the one basket. Now, people who have all their eggs in one basket are the French. Oh, why? The French government has resurrected its Création at Internet three-strikes bill after suffering a stunning defeat some weeks back. It doesn't mean to make the same procedure, almost say, twice. They're just going to threaten them a little bit and they'll surrender. Oh, the bill must go through another round of parliamentary debate, but it looks set to pass sometime in May. In the meantime, however, the European Parliament plans to pass a major telecom overhaul that just might make the French approach to online copyright infringement illegal. And if the pure political situation weren't crazy enough, the grassroots groups opposing the graduated response law plan to stage a May Day marches in protest. So they're actually going to march in the streets in Paris to protest internet laws. Check that shit out. Création at Internet has been talked about for years. It was supposed to pass last month. last month, taking passages for granted, like most deputies, left the lower chamber during the vote. At the last moment, though, 15 socialists swarmed from the hallway, voted against the bill, and defeated it 21-15. A shockingly small number of votes for such a crucial piece of legislation. The bill is now back in the National Assembly for a second reading. And it goes on and talks about this bill. Now, I'm not going to rip on the French again, because a lot of people give the French a hard time over the surrender monkey thing and that whole deal. I say that actually with a great deal of respect, because last time I checked, it was the French Hubert who were actually really rocking the bells on pirates. You remember that a while back? There was that yacht that got kind of taken by pirates.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
A bunch of French people. Yeah, those are a bunch of guys called the French Hubert or the Hubert or the Commando Hubert who went in there and just kind of, you know, were nailing people's heads to the floor. So, you know, don't fuck with the French, okay? I make joke. But seriously, the French have some scary people. Napoleon almost took over the fucking planet. They're a badass culture. They're badass people. And I think they still have four-day work weeks. And they drink wine all the time. And the chicks are hot. So what the hell? I mean, when I was in Paris, they were nice to me. That's all I'm saying, you know. And not to rip on the French. Not to rip on the French. I make a little joke there, you know. Jesus, I screw up like Swiss and Sweden and they get all upset.
How dare you?
Oh, well, they do. In sea basing news, though. Now, this is getting back to that piracy thing. Sea basing. You're like, this is a great term, eh? Sea basing. What's sea base, man?
Sea basing. I don't know.
Basing troops and equipment on foreign soil is fraught with difficulty. Even friendly countries can cut up rough at crucial moments. As America found when Turkey restricted the use of its territory and airspace during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. An occupied country is the situation even worse. The base is a magnet for attacks. So their whole point is exactly what we were talking about on the show some time ago, where they want to build floating cities that are called sea bases. Yeah. Hmm. So they operate from international waters where they're not breaking it. Like, stop me if you've heard this before. But now this is seriously being looked at from a logistical position of the U.S. military. And I think that is like some crazy cyberpunk. That's like Islands in the Net right there, man. That they did the same thing in Ghost in the Shell. They had offshore factories where there were ghost replicating droids and things like that, where it was all done in international waters. I mean, I've long since thought that, like, dude, if you just wanted to make like a brothel and a crazy drug palace, have it sail from Amsterdam to international waters, and you could do the craziest shit ever on that cruise ship. You know, really. I mean, the SS Raver 9. Like, man, seriously, that should be our Rant Media patrolling, you know, kind of business model, Sim. Never mind the books. Never mind the patches. We need a cruise ship that docks and flies under, you know, Dutch, you know, flag, that we can pick people up from Amsterdam, take them out in international waters, drop them back up.
They got
new heads, new hair. You know, they'll wander around Europe and hold, you know, raves underneath overpasses for the rest of their life. You know, that's what they do because they're all fucked up. But yeah, you know, I mean, that way it would make money. I'm just saying it would make money.
Now, yeah,
here's something else we can use. Today's daily hack. This is pretty neat. I was thinking, you know, we should probably actually look at this for the show. This would be a neat way to do the show live. So simple, anyone can use it. It's called DimDim, and it was sent to me by Paladin. So simple, anyone can use it. Unlike other web conference products, DimDim does not require users to install software on their computers to attend web meetings. Users can start or join a meeting with just a few clicks. DimDim is available for free, so everyone, not just big companies with big budgets, can use it. And DimDim is available as open source software, so you can extend it and improve it freely. DimDim already integrates with CRM and LMS software and can be extended easily. And DimDim is extremely flexible, available in hosted and on-site configurations, and easily customizable. It's an interesting idea to be able to, you know, do your web conference, and it's free. You know what I mean? Like, so it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool idea. And definitely, you know, maybe it may not be the best thing for Newsreel, but it's definitely worth it for a daily hack, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would think. And there was, that's, I think, pretty much what I got. What have you got in the C-section, Sam? We didn't actually do a C-section today.
Nothing.
You've got nothing? Well, aren't we going to do a token buy our stuff thing? Like, buy our stuff.
No, don't buy our stuff.
Don't buy our stuff? They're not buying
our stuff? No, buy our stuff.
Don't buy our stuff. No, nobody's supposed to buy our stuff. Man, your business model.
It's your choice to buy our stuff.
Okay, your business model sucks, man. That's all I got for you today. Our business model sucked for years. I mean, really. But don't worry. You know, that was a big question, wasn't it? Whenever we were doing the show, are you making any money? No, nobody's making any money. Nobody made any money.
No.
Oh, well, go home.
We still haven't made the two-headed cats.
No, well, you know, once we start selling those.
We're working on it.
Maybe
we're copywriting the we're copywriting all the DNA right now as we speak.
That's right.
The two-headed cats.
That's right. We'll have two-headed breast cats. That whole story, you know, it kind of blows your mind. You know, I mean, there's all this supposed to be stuff going on about cancer awareness and shit like that. We kind of glaze over it. We make fun of it because if you don't, you're just going to, you know, you're going to have a mouthful of cola and stick the gun under your chin because, dude, it's like, wow, you know, how did things get so incredibly fucked up that they're trying to make money off of sickness like that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it seems, dare I say it, evil. You know, that seems like an evil thing to do. You know, pretty much. But that's all we got for you today. But not to worry, provided we don't die on our extensive trip to Oregon. We'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate to this show, please distribute this show. But if you can donate, please subscribe. You know, a couple bucks every month, very, very handy. Or you can click on the Donate tab on the Dark Atlas website. But to be honest with you, Homeless Guy doesn't do anything for you. I provide at least 4 hours of entertainment every month. You do the math. But if you can send us an envelope, you can send it to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 125C, 56th Street, Delta BC, Canada, V4M2M4. And of course, we want to thank the armies of the Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. And be sure to sign up for the Rant newsletters. You can find out all the crazy shit that we're doing, including rant meets, things that are happening, all that kind of jazz, what's coming out, where you can go to get it for free, all that good stuff. By sending an email to info@rantradio.com, make sure you let Sim know that you want to be on the newsletter. Bing, bang, boom, you're on the newsletter, and a child is fed. If you like the music in the background, make sure you check out some Psytrance, because after all, it's really, really sexy. What do you want to hear on the out track, Sim? What do you want to hear?
Don't ask me that.
You hate it when I ask you that. All right, I'm going to find something.
Because I never have anything.
You know what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to put some Dirt Nasty on here is what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to put Dirt Nasty 1980, I think is the name of the song. It's a funny song.
I don't know.
You don't know it?
What that is.
It's called Dirt Nasty 1980. It made me laugh when I saw the video. The video is maybe a little better than the song, but, you know, get it on YouTube. It's funny shit. So remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we are at each other's throats. And until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
All these are the prophets. These are the chosen few. These are the selected youth. These are the ones that shine upon thine meridian with the fourth level of Gondor. I enter the metaphysical visionary third chapter dimensions, castle of Corgi. I see darkness intertwine my mind upon thine nine caliber. Russian roulette stamina, Tylenol flips the fast track of the anomaly.
Stop.
That's preposterous. My verbs are metaphors towards the...
Stop. Shut the fuck up, man. What's wrong with you?
Nothing, man. You know, I've been doing good. Quit smoking weed. You know, I've been doing some yoga. Little Pilates, just getting more in tune with myself, you know, getting in touch with mind, spirit, and body.
You sound like a little bitch. Take a hit of this and kick that old dirt nasty shit about getting your dick sucked.
What happened to your queer party friends?
I got a gold chain. I'm on cocaine. I'm like yo, man.
I rolled in, straight from Oakland, holding my dick like a U.S. Open trophy. We're up to hyphy, y'all don't know me. Dirt nasty, ass cheeks, spread wide, G-string to the side. One drink, Cavassier, two drink, vodka straight, three drink, I'm in the sink. Throwing up on my brand new mint coat, and I'm doing coke. Y'all can't hold my donkey rope, no, call the pope. Pray for me, go Rolls Royce with your lady. I lived through the 80s, and shit was crazy. Everybody wanna know my name, bring the pain and pop the champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the mic.
I got a gold chain.
Tell your girl to stop paging me.
What?
I
walked in, stoned as hell. White lines, gold gazelles. Hotel on Sunset. Young hoes get undressed. Done dick ain't done yet. Insert the clip and get the gun wet. Enough said, I'm radical. T-shirts say party animal. I ain't no amateur. This ain't no Hands Across America.
I shine like Morrissey on Hennessy on Christmas Eve.
No,
not more like Morris Day on Hella Yang, dressing gay.
I lived through the 80s. And shit was crazy. Everybody wanna know my name. Bring the pain and pop the champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain. When I fuck their brains out on the Mustang.
I got a gold chain.
Like it was 1980.
I'm on cocaine.
Like it was 1980.
I'm like, yo, man.
Like it was 1980.
It sure does seem that way to me. And tell your girl to stop paging me.
Queer party friends.
I got a gold chain. I'm on cocaine. I'm like, yo, man.
What?
I got a gold chain.
Like it was 1980.
I'm on cocaine.
Like it was 1980.
I'm like, yo, man.
Like it was 1980.
It sure does seem that way to me. And tell your girl to stop paging me. Tell your girl to stop paging me.